Perk of Parah, fifth Mishnah. You made chutz letano uposhet yodov lechaloin. You are standing on the side of a tanner, an oven. Oven was like a hollow tube. Uposhet yodov lechaloin. And he stretched his arm over the tanner to a window which was on the other side of this tanner. The notel is a login. So basically, he was taking this kli that had the Parah Aduma waters in it, and he carried it over the ear space of the tanner. This chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos, we say that if something is thrown through a rishus, it's kikluta. So if it's considered connected to the rishus. So also over here, we're saying a chiddush that in respect to Parah Aduma also, even though technically something has to be inside the town in order for it to become tamei, but he says we apply this concept of kluta kamisha uncho. It's in the ear space of the town, and it's also shaykh enough to the town to become tamei in respect to Parah Aduma. Chachamim b'tayim, kosof, it was on top of the town, it was not in it. Aval oimed hu ator lechata zagavi atanu. If he's standing, he can't stand on top of the tanu. B'yodo kli reken ator lechatas b'mayim shen mikdosha. If he's on top of the tanu, if he's just taking an empty kli which he's planned to use for Parah Aduma or water which is not did not have the ashes put into the Parah Aduma put into them, they do not have the sensitivity and therefore it will not become tummy in such a fashion.